This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Much was made a couple of days ago about Mr. Trump's new financial arrangement with the Republican National Committee, what's known as a joint fundraising committee. The Democrats have one with Secretary Clinton as well, we should say. Deals between candidates and the national and state parties to raise money jointly. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains how they work and how much we're talking about here.
From a fundraising perspective, these joint setups are great. Frank Donatelli worked for the Republican National Committee in 2008. He coordinated joint fundraising for the McCain campaign.
You can go to large donors and say, look, we're not going to have multiple entities hitting you up for money.
Instead, you can roll together the max donations for the candidate, the party, the convention, and a whole bunch of states all into one big fat check.
Everybody has to make their own judgment whether or not there's too much money in politics and whether donors should be allowed to write such large checks. But that's the law as interpreted by the Supreme Court.
Now, it used to be that each person had a maximum you could donate in an election cycle, regardless of how it was distributed. But in 2014, the Supreme Court said those aggregate limits were unconstitutional. Tara Malloy of the Campaign Legal Center warned back then that lifting those limits would create an easy path around campaign contribution caps.
Sometimes you like to say, I told you so, but here it's a bittersweet thing to have to say.
Malloy says today, just what she predicted is happening.
The aggregate amounts are given to all the different groups and then simply transferred back often to the big party committees, which then use it for the benefit of the headlining presidential candidate.
Now, these committees aren't breaking the law. They are collecting the cash and, in theory, distributing it to the groups involved. Groups that, if they so choose, can spend it on the presidential candidate.
There's a lot of transferring going on.
Michael Malbin is executive director of the Campaign Finance Institute. He says these kinds of transfers aren't new. They happened in 2012, but the lack of an individual donor limit changed the game.
It's not radically different from what happened in 12 in structure, but it's quite a bit different in amounts, in the size of the numbers.
Under the current setup, an individual donor can give $500,000 to a joint fundraising committee, and that could go up, which means, according to Malbin, the money raised from 100,000 or so major donors in previous campaigns, now he estimates that comes from just 200 donors.
200 donors are being as important proportionally as the top 80 or 100,000 only two elections ago.
Oh, and that doesn't even include the money from super PACs, where donors can give as much as they want. So, effectively, there's no limit to how much money you can give to influence a presidential campaign. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.